echoes. Shout in the right place, a big empty room, a tunnel, a canyon between rock walls, and a moment later you hear your own voice come back to you. That returning voice is an echo, and it happens because sound, like a ball, bounces off hard surfaces. Sound travels out from you through the air in every direction. When that sound hits a hard surface, like a stone cliff or a tunnel wall, it bounces off and heads back, the same way a ball thrown at a wall bounces back to you. If the hard surface is far enough away, the sound has to travel all the way there and all the way back, which takes a moment, and you hear it return a little after you made it. That little delay is what turns it into an echo, your voice coming back to you, just slightly late. If the wall is too close, the sound comes back so fast you can't tell it apart from the sound you just made, so you only get an echo when the surface is a good distance off. Some animals use echoes on purpose, to find their way and to hunt in the dark. A bat, flying at night, makes quick, squeaky calls and then listens for the echoes bouncing back off everything around it. From how those echoes return and how long they take, the bat can build a picture of what's out there in the dark, where the walls are, where a flying insect is, even as it zips through the black night. Dolphins do the same thing underwater, sending out sounds and listening to the bounce to find fish and feel their way through dark water. So an echo is only your own sound bouncing home. And a bat, listening to that bounce, can find a moth in the dark without ever seeing it.